listening to the Obesity Revolution. We're adding fact to fat. You can join the revolution. Follow the conversation and Sean's weight loss journey at theobesityrevolution.com. Now, here's Sean Mulroney.
And now, here's our host from the East Coast to the West Coast, Sean Mulroney. Sean, is he under the table? He's up there somewhere? Sean, I guess there's no Sean this week. Where could he be? I have no idea. I'm going to have to go on a hunt for him. But the serious news is Sean is actually in the hospital. And we're going to be talking about that in just a moment. But I want to tell you about the Obesity Revolution. And tell you that you need to get right now on theobesityrevolution.com. All kinds of things that can help you out on there. All kinds of things that can tell you all about what it's like to be obese and how you can get help as an obese person. There's also the Obesity Revolution support group page on Facebook. We meet every Wednesday. We have a group that, I tell you, if it wasn't for it, I don't know where I'd be. Also, I want to tell you about the four pillars of the Obesity Revolution. Identify, educate, inspire, and execute. First, we want to identify the problem. We know what that is. Then we want to educate people about the problem, because a lot of people have no idea what it's like to be obese, especially the people that are out there are biased about it. And then we want to educate the people that are struggling with obesity, that there is an answer. Inspire people to keep moving, keep putting their feet, one foot in front of the other. And then we want to execute the plan that we're putting forth to do what needs to be done. All right. This is a very serious episode in many ways, because I want to talk to you guys about what's going on with Sean. Sean is in the hospital. This is nothing new for him. He's been in the hospital 19 times. He's had 28 infections. But thank the Lord, his white cell count has come down. It was all the way up to 25,000. For those of you that know anything about that, that's not a good thing. Sean's been struggling. Maybe you're struggling. Maybe you understand. Maybe you have obesity. Maybe you've been having the same problems. Big things are coming his way. You guys are going to want to stay tuned coming October 4th. We'll get to that in a minute. But what I want you to understand is, anytime something big's coming along, that devil comes in with something just as tough as he can. But Sean is willing to stand there in the fight in the gap. That's what you need to be doing as well. But what we need to be doing is standing in the gap for Sean today as well. Keep him in your prayers. He's fighting right now. He's doing better. But there's just some things that are very difficult. You know, you can't keep going through all these infections. You can't keep going through all these hospital stays. And it does a lot to you emotionally. It does a lot to you psychologically. Going through what you do. Understanding, unless you've been through it, unless you've been in his shoes, you don't know. Here's a man who has a wife and children, and he wants to be there in his children's lives as they grow up. He wants to walk them down the aisle. He has every reason to fight and keep going. But you know the temptation when you're in so much pain and you're going through so many infections is to not keep going. But he has inspired so many of us to just keep going one foot in front of the other. This cellulitis that he's been dealing with is no fun. Anybody that's ever dealt with cellulitis, let's just put it this way. Unless you've been through it, you don't know. And the lymphedema has been a real struggle for him as well. Sean hasn't been able to get up out of his chair very well. And when he has got out of his chair, he's been a fall risk because his legs are so far spread apart. And this is a man who has watched his diet to a T. His wife cooks the food for him. She knows what he eats, what he's putting in his mouth. He's following the diet. He's doing everything the doctors and the trainers are telling him to do. And every time he makes headway, the lymphedema strikes again. The cellulitis strikes again. And here's the bad thing about lymphedema. Someone that has it real bad can put up to 3 liters of water in a leg per day. Now, you may not think that's a whole lot, but go to the store and check out a 3-liter thing of pop if they still make it. Tie one of those, both of those, to your legs. Try walking around. See how that goes for you. That's on top of what he already has. He wraps. He does everything he's been told to do. and these setbacks keep coming. But he's not going to quit. And you better not quit. That's the whole thing about the obesity revolution. We're just trying to let you guys know that there are answers. And one of them is for us to stick together. The other thing we need to do is educate. We do inspire. We identify the problem, but we educate. And one of the things you can do to help educate is not only educate the people around you about what people that struggle with obesity go through, but make sure they understand that we're not throwaways. Somebody society can just give up on. Somebody who they think, well, if they would just learn how to eat less and work more, they wouldn't have this problem. That is the biggest load of horse malarkey I've ever heard. It's just simply not true. I'm telling you right now that you could put Sean, you could put myself next to a skinny person, and you might be surprised at what both people eat. You might be very surprised, I think. In fact, a lot of times I know Sean has said he doesn't even have an appetite. And it's hard. Because you think and you look at all the struggles that he's been through and how disciplined he's been. And to have these fallbacks and these setbacks and have to continue to struggle and push. How do you keep going? Well, we need to educate people that there is a struggle. We need to educate people that it's not as simple as they might think. We need to educate them so they can empathize and sympathize. But more importantly, get involved with your local legislature, your state legislature, your federal legislature on the national level. You don't know who they are? You can find out. Google, find my legislature. Find my senator. Find my representative. See who they are and write letters to them. Write emails to them. Tell them and express the need that we need to have legislation for people that have lymphedema, that are obese, that deal with chronic pain, and a lot of other things associated with it. That we need to provide legislation where these people are getting the help that they need. There are so many that have this. A lot of them are disabled. Sometimes they can't get disability. Sometimes they don't have the money to just, because a lot of times things aren't covered. Wraps are usually never covered. You got to pay for them out of the pocket. I know. I just got the bill for $1,500. Okay? The pump often is not covered. You buy one of those pumps brand new, they're $10,000. $10,000. Now, how many of you have $10,000 in your bank account? Most people that have lymphedema do not. A lot of them can't work. Especially when it gets to the stage where Sean and I have been beating it. And Sean has been just a trooper. Whether he wants to admit it or not, he's our captain of this ship. And he's doing a heck of a job, and I'm proud of him. But I'm going to tell you something. We need to stand behind Sean. We need to stand. The big things are coming. October 4th. Make sure you stay tuned here to the Obesity Revolution podcast and some of the things you're going to see online on Sean's page. I am Sean Mulroney. Or the Obesity Revolution page. Get on there. See what's going on every day. And get up to the October 4th. Wait for the big announcement. But I'm going to tell you something. It isn't going to be easy. Nothing in life that's worth it is easy. And this struggle has not been easy. It hasn't been easy for Sean. And many of you that are listening out there, hasn't been easy for you either. We know this because we hear from you. Sean's heard from you by the thousands. He's met so many people across this country and the world that are struggling with obesity. He hears your voice, but now it's time to make that voice even louder. It's time for us to get involved. It's time for us to make a change. We need to execute our plan. By execute our plan, I mean educate people, inspire people, by identifying the problem, and letting them know what they can do to help. You know, I mean, you don't think about it, but these people, I know somebody who, they are in bed and they can't get out of bed. They have to have somebody come and take care of them. Now, you may think that's not a big deal, but I'm going to tell you something. Until you've been through that, you don't know how demeaning that can be. You don't know how much you got to suck up your pride and do what needs to be done at that point. And unless you've been through it, a lot of people can't handle it. We hear stories about people going in and seeing it for the first time and they can't handle it. They don't understand why that person has to live that way. Well, do you really think that person wants to live that way? They don't. And they're not getting the help they need. That's a fact. And whenever they can get help, they've got to fight for it. Because it's not just offered. You've got to fight for it. We need more advocates. And even if you're struggling with obesity, you can still be an advocate. We need people to get up, rise up, and educate these legislators. Educate our doctors. We talked about weight bias. How many times in this program? You go to the doctor's office, there's no chair you can fit. And the doctor can't wait for you to walk in because he knows you're going to be a fast appointment. Because the first thing he's going to tell you is, you're overweight. I can't tell you how many times, I'm sure Sean could vouch for this, how many times I've went into a doctor's office and I've heard the words, we can't help you anymore until you lose the weight. Can't do anything. They don't offer pain medication. They don't offer anything. They just tell you, we can't help you till you lose the weight. Now, do you know how hard that is to hear? And then they treat you like you're just non-compliant. Someone who absolutely isn't willing to try. I've been kicked out of a bariatric program because I could not lose the weight that I needed to get down to have the surgery. So they kicked me back to the dietitian who had already been seeing for about a year. And if it didn't work for that year, what makes them think it was going to work for the next 6 months? So I just quit going. Now, I'm going to keep fighting. And I'm going to go at it again. But I'm going to tell you something. I know there are brothers and sisters out there that deal with that every day. They're getting that same feeling from these doctors. And we need to educate them that that is not good enough. Sean is sitting in a hotel bed. Sean is not in a hotel. I swear to you, it's not a hotel. He's sitting in a hospital bed right now. He's got Flock of Seagulls hairdo. And he's just, I know he doesn't want to be there. He misses his wife. He misses his children. You know, he wants to be at home with his kids. Because that's what keeps him moving. That's his inspiration. That's the thing that keeps him putting one foot in front of the other. It's his family. This is a man who loves his family. Who wants to see his children walk the aisle. Who wants to see his grandchildren. And I'm telling you, I believe he's going to do it. I believe if there's ever been a person I've ever met in my life that has the ability to make that happen, it's Sean Mulroney. But you know what helps? Prayer. You know what helps? Support. So I'm going to tell you something. Not only do we need to have prayer and support for Sean and this time and what he's going through, but you need to pray for loved ones in your life that struggle with obesity. We all know several. The statistics alone tell you that. You're related to somebody. Maybe you are that somebody. We need to start praying for these people and loving on them, treating them with respect. I can't tell you how many times I hear people that struggle with obesity talk about how people look at them with no respect. No respect. Can't tell you how many times I've went to a restaurant and if I was eating anything other than a salad, and there better only be one serving of salad, I got a look. They don't even know me. And they're watching what I do in disgust. It sucks. Little children looking at me like Godzilla tearing down a city. He's coming, mommy, he's coming. It's not funny. It's just not funny. You know, I mean, I try to see the sense of humor. Probably Sean does too whenever that happens. But in our hearts, it's not a funny thing. We want to be treated like everyone else. And we deserve to be treated with respect. Okay? Especially since most people, unless they've been through it, don't know what put us there. They don't understand. Doctors don't even know half the time what to do. They just sit there and tell you the same old thing, one size fits all. The same old story. Eat less. Move more. I'm here to tell you that one size does not fit all. I've lost weight I don't know how many times. I've lost 100 pounds. I've lost 85 pounds. I've lost 75 pounds. I've got the Nutrisystem bears. I've got the weight loss things. I've got the whatever it was in increments that you went. And I've gained it back because up here didn't get fixed. And there's even more to that than you could possibly know. It takes years sometimes to peel back that onion. But you know, everybody thinks it's simple. It's just easy. Just stop eating. You know, a drug addict can stop doing drugs. You know, a cigarette smoker can stop smoking cigarettes. And they won't die. But somebody that struggles with obesity can't just simply stop eating. Doesn't work that way. And quite frankly, anytime I starved myself, my body went into a fat-saving mode. And I hit a plateau so quick I almost fell on my face. It's not as easy or simple as many of you think. And I'm not making excuses. It's just a fact. I have witnessed my friend Sean, my brother, from another mother, push and push and push and be disciplined and do everything he's been told. He's not perfect. He'll be the first one to tell you that. But he has done everything consistently he's been told. And he's had setback after setback. He's had people come up to him and say, why haven't you lost more weight? It's been like how many years, dude? What's the problem? Why don't you just punch him in the face? Because that's basically what you just did. You don't understand the journey. You haven't been on it. You don't know what he's been through. So until you know what he's been through, perhaps you either need to learn how to empathize and be kind. And I'm not just talking about Sean. I'm talking to anybody that deals with obesity, that deals with chronic pain, lymphedema, a whole host of things. We need a whole lot more love and understanding and a whole lot less judgment and disgust. It's the only way we're going to beat this, folks. Bottom line. So you need to wait. You need to get online every day from now until October 4th. And here's Sean Mulroney on I Am Sean Mulroney on Facebook. Or you can get on the Obesity Revolution page or the Obesity Revolution support page. See what Sean has to say. Taking us right up to October 4th. Big things are happening. And you guys are going to miss out if you don't pay attention. You're going to miss out on something spectacular. Some wonderful news. And I know many of you have followed Sean's journey from the beginning. Some of you have just joined in the middle. But the bottom line is a lot of you care. And we thank you for that. But now's not the time to jump ship. Now's the time to grab the ropes, grab the oars, pull down the sails, and take that anchor up, and let's get out there to sea. And like I heard Sean say earlier tonight, if you don't go through the rough waters, you never become a skilled captain. Well, our captain needs us, folks. Let's grab those lines, grab those sails, put them up, hoist our colors, and go to war. That's what we're going to do. Thank you for listening to the Obesity Revolution podcast. Stay tuned for more.
Thanks for listening to the Obesity Revolution. Now it's your time to join the revolution. You can follow Sean's weight loss journey and get coached by trainer extraordinaire Brandon Glore at theobesityrevolution.com.